2BM with Ando, and a piece of research reveals that up to 84% of Australian school students who turn to the internet and their parents for help are risking poor learning outcomes. So there you go, mum and dad don't know everything. We've caught up with an education expert from yourtutor.com.au, Jack Goodman, to just tell us how mum and dad and possibly the internet can become a better teacher. Jack, how are you?
I'm well, thanks very much, Ando.
All right, so mum and dad don't know everything.
No, they definitely don't. And I probably could have told you that without our having done this research. I've got three kids, and two are in high school and one finishing up primary. And based on the homework they bring home and the questions they ask me, I think I fall smack bang in the middle of the average of parents, which is that I've forgotten about 95% of what I learned in high school.
All right. I'll ask a question just out of left field.
Sure.
Parents who are teachers by profession,
mm-hmm.
is that useful to their own children?
Look, it certainly can be. It certainly can be, depending on what year levels or subjects they teach and what their kids are learning. But, you know, they are first and foremost parents of their children and not teachers. And there's a reason why when kids attend schools where their parents teach, they almost never have their parents as their teacher. So it's always a good idea to keep some distance there in the relationship. And then the reason for that is that as parents, we all want our kids to succeed and achieve, and it can often create a conflict we're not even aware of and sort of a temptation if we do know the answer, which some teachers may well, to help our kids too much, or on the other hand, to be too tough on them and to really make things more difficult than it needs to be. So not always a great idea.
Yeah, and what about in the situation, and there is a small percentage of the population that homeschool?
That is a very small percentage of the population, and that's not really what this research was investigating. But homeschooling is a very, very sort of niche approach to education for a small number of parents and their kids. And there's a lot of resources out there that are specifically dedicated to that challenge. What most homeschooling happens in those sort of K to 6 years. It's really hard to do that in the high school years, which is really where our research has been focused. And if anyone who's got kids knows, it's when kids get past the primary years when homework really starts to become a challenge. And that's when things like Google and parents can, potentially inadvertently lead kids astray.
I think the thing with the internet, and if you Google something, quite often the first thing you see you take as being gospel, and that's obviously not the case, is it?
No, that's exactly right. And, it's easy. You know, Google gives us the perception, that you can get an answer in 12 milliseconds or something. And it can look really good and it can look authoritative. There's also a lot of other issues with Google, but one of the biggest ones that we found is that 93% of the questions that students have when they're studying really aren't Googleable. They are questions like solving math problems like quadratic equations or geometry problems like understanding similar triangles, or biology problems like cellular division, or getting feedback on an English essay, getting some guidance on a first draft or a second draft. And those are not things that Google really is able to handle. So kids get stuck on those things more than 9 times out of 10. They're not getting stuck trying to, find the answer to a quick reference question, which is really where Google excels.
All right. How the top two resources students turn to for help with homework are the internet, 44%, and parents, 40%, both of which are frequently far from reliable, according to the experts. But parents obviously can help steer their children in the right direction without steering them to the internet.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So it's not that the internet, per se, is going to lead kids astray. It's just that Google is such an easy starting off point, and it's the starting off point for kids. And as you say, and our research shows in about 44% of instances where they get stuck or have a question, that's not necessarily the best jumping off point. And what parents, I think, really would benefit from is knowing that the sorts of questions their kids have can be better supported with other types of resources. And that's where, our research and our experience comes in. We've been involved in this for the better part of 2 decades now, working to deliver the kind of expert online one-to-one support that students really need when you've got a question about a quadratic equation or a chemistry problem. You really need help from a professional expert. That's the sort of thing where, you know, not asking a parent, not fumbling around blindly on Google and clicking on links which may or may not be advertisements or may or may not be relevant to what you're looking for, is just going to make things worse. And as we know, homework is just can be a very stressful time for kids, and we want to try and make it an opportunity for learning and resourcefulness and resilience, and helping our kids find the right sort of resources to help them do that is a lot better than either trying to do it ourselves poorly or letting them sort of fumble their way through a search engine.
I can't imagine there'd be too much harm in mum and dad and all the teachers, as the case may be, directing a student of any age to the school library or the community library to do a little bit of their own research.
Absolutely not. That's a great point. And, you know, libraries are, most people don't realize this, Ando, but libraries are the number one destination for school kids after school. In fact, and high school kids in particular are there doing their homework. So in the communities across Australia, there are more than 1,500 public libraries, believe it or not. They're full of kids doing their homework after school, and a lot of libraries do have great resources for helping students. In fact, you know, our organization, yourtutor.com.au, we work with hundreds of public libraries right across New South Wales and other states, providing online homework support for exactly these sorts of circumstances in communities where kids are wanting to learn, and the public library is a great place to do it.
Yourtutor.com.au, is it more of a tool for parents or for the students?
Look, it's actually a tool for both. I mean, we built it as a tool for students, primarily high school and TAFE and uni students, but boy, we have had just enormous numbers of parents using it as well. Sometimes they'll log in. You know, last night we had a parent log in and say, oh, I'm 39 and I really wanted to help my kid with their algebra homework. I had no idea how to do this, but I got some help from a fantastic tutor who walked me through a problem, and now I can help my kid. But in fact, we're also getting enormous numbers of mature age learners. And let's face it, Ando, we all need to learn things all our lives, right? This is really, lifelong learning is not just a phrase. It's really something we all need to engage in. And so we've got people in their 60s and 70s even using our service to help them, you know, get back into education and learning some of those things they may have forgotten, like we've all forgotten from high school, or wanting to do some sort of an online or a course at a TAFE or a uni.
Interesting you answered the question that way, because I don't know who it was who said it, but they did say, if you think your school days were the happiest days of your life, just sit down for a moment, close your eyes, and think of algebra.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, you know, look, most of us probably don't have the fondest memories of some of that, but the fact is, you know, for school is, for most people, I think, probably, you know, more happy memories than work. So let's look at it that way and say, you know what, it's actually, you know, there was a little bit of medicine in there with the algebra and the chemistry and whatnot and writing essays and exams. The fact is, it was probably a pretty good time for most of us.
All right. Be a good idea for students and parents to have a look at yourtutor.com.au, find out what it's all about. Jack Goodman, it's good to catch up with you.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.